especially cleaning after pigeons. It's double.
Shalom to everyone. We are discussing today, studying the secrets of the sign of Gemini, the month of Sivan, Teomim in Hebrew. Teomim is Gemini, and which is the month, the special month, chosen to be the month of Mount Sinai revelation, which means very special month, because we know that Mount Sinai revelation, Matan Torah, is considered to be the most important moment in the history of humanity, because this is the moment in which it's not just receiving the Torah, the Book of Law, but this is when the consciousness of humanity is starting to change towards what we call is redemption. What is redemption? Redemption is when we're starting to assume that position of being co-creators with God, with Hashem. And that means that the fact that we are destined to be successful, happy, and nobody has the right to take away our happiness, although not just because somebody has decided about it, but this is a cosmic law, unconditional, universal, that cannot be changed because of somebody's whim. So the whole thing about human rights, the way humanity is supposed to realize in order to achieve redemption, that idea came on the month of Gemini, the month of Sivan, and not on another month. And from that moment, the whole world is changing. So although we did not achieve total redemption on Mount Sinai, we still, that blow of light and consciousness that happened is still affecting every single day in the history of humanity since. So what makes the month of Sivan, Gemini, so special? And as usual, we have to go first to the Kabbalistic aspect, which means what is Gemini made of, constructed of, and we look on a Kabbalistic basis that as we see the whole world is based on certain rules, that these rules are like the rules of the creation, the same way that everybody knows that the world is made of atoms, and every atom is made of electrons and protons and neutrons, and so on and so forth. The same way we know, Kabbalistically, there is a tree of life, and this is the DNA, the base of everything that happens in the world, physical, spiritual, and so on. And the tree of life can be described, or the DNA of the tree of life is, first of all, the tetragrammaton, and which is the symbol of those four levels that are Chochmah, Binah, Zer Anpin, and Malchut, or symbolized by the letters Yud, which is manifested by the season that we call spring, Hey, which is manifested by the season that is summer, Binah, the spring is Chochmah, the fall is the Vav, which is the Anpin, and the winter is the Hey, the last Hey, Malchut. Again, the Kabbalist looks at the world, and everything that we can perceive in our senses and with our logic as reality is basically a branch of a root that is beyond the five senses. If I understand the roots, I can understand the connection between the branches, and I can understand the way that each branch is behaving or moving or manifesting itself. Because nothing in the space-time structure of the universe is by mistake or random. Everything is interconnected. So when we are talking about astrology, which, you know, when I was younger, I thought that astrology is nonsense, because the way I read about astrology, it really looked like nonsense. Like, how can we understand or accept that the stars light years away from here affect our lives and our behavior? Impossible to understand that, or even to, especially if you are being educated with modern science. However, what the Zohar is saying, the stars do not affect us. They do not. The stars are reflecting the structure of the universe spiritually, which means the same way the Zohar says that if somebody has a feeling, and in order to understand the feeling of that person when you're talking to them, you look on their faces, although people don't feel with their faces, they feel with the hearts, the brain, whatever is deep inside, gut feeling, but you look at the face because the face show what's inside. Therefore, even the Hebrew word for panim is the same letters of panim, which means inside. So the face show like the inside, or the same way you're just right now looking at the screen, and whatever you see on the screen is not happening over there. It's happening somewhere inside a server, somewhere on the planet that nobody knows where it is. Okay, only the people that operate the that system of communication we're using right now. Okay, but wherever it's happening, it's broadcasting it to your screen, so you look at it and you see the results of what's happening somewhere else. Same thing, we're looking at the heavens, and the heavens, they just reflect the frequencies that we call reality. And again, modern physics is teaching us that we live, as the scientists are saying, in a soup of energies. Our senses translate it into colors, shapes, and so on, according to the perception of our brain. But the fact that we have that experience, it does not mean that that's the way it's happening, okay? Especially that our senses cannot understand the structure of the atom, or especially that the atom is mostly hollow, so and the only light waves that cannot go through solid, they are the ones we can look, we can see, and therefore physical matter looks solid. Although radio waves or rentgen or x-rays and stuff like this, they can go through solid matter, but our eyes cannot perceive them. Okay, does that mean it's solid? Okay, so it's all about, when you study Kabbalah, you train your mind to understand whatever you see is a reflection of a higher reality. Same way, when somebody speaks, he is projecting something that he wants other people to perceive, but it's not exactly what that person feels, but what he wants you, the other person, to perceive. So it's all about not perception, it's about real reality. So when we see spring, and when we see the new moon of Gemini, something in the world, in the universe, is changing. Therefore, we see a new moon, we see constellation that is called Gemini. All of this is a manifestation of something of a spiritual frequency. So let us try to understand again, what is Gemini? What is that frequency that when it arrives to the world, you can see it in the heavens, okay? But you feel it, if you're spiritual enough and sensitive enough, you feel that basically the broadcasting of that soup that we are swimming in has been changed, the frequency has been changed. So you have to understand the same way. If you're sailing in an ocean, you need to know the weather and you need to know also all the sea currents and stuff like this. Otherwise, you cannot navigate safely. And you can make many mistakes, especially if there are icebergs in the neighborhood. Whoever heard about the Titanic and stuff, something like this. So when we are saying spring means this is the manifestation of the power of the letter, the Hebrew letter Yud, which is the seed letter, because first of all, every Hebrew letter starts with a Yud. When the scribe is making that move to start creating a letter, first he creates a little part that looks like a Yud, and then he continues it to the rest of the letters. So the Yud is kind of a seed of everything. And also the letter Yud is a number, the number 10, 10 Sefirot. All of it, 10 Sefirot means this is the power of all 10 Sefirot are basically treasured in the letter Yud. So the letter Yud symbolize energy, power, source. Also, the name of the Sefira, of this letter is Chokhmah. And Chokhmah can be translated as wisdom. Wisdom is when we say in the physical world, try to explain what does it mean, wisdom. True wisdom means knowing it all. What does it mean, knowing it all? It's a passive state of total fulfillment because everything is known and everything is already there. It's like a presence of all the light and all the information, all the knowledge in one big picture. So that's why it's passive, because there's nothing to achieve. It's because it's awesome power of endless energy. Now, this is the energy of life. This is the energy of the creation. And therefore, if we are looking at the word Chokhmah, the way the Kabbalist looks at the word Chokhmah, he sees the connection to Koach Ma. Koach, the force, the power of Ma. Ma is the number 45. The number 45 is very important number in Kabbalistic teachings, because the number 45 is the same gematria, the numerical value of the word Adam. Adam, when we speak about Adam, the way the Kabbalists look at the word Adam, Adam means the tree of life, the whole full structure of the tree of life, which has all the sefirot. So that form of a complete tree of life, form of creation, this is symbolized in the word Ma. Ma, or 45, and that is basically when we say Koach Ma, when it means this is the essence of the power of life that is running through reality. And that energy is symbolized by the letter Yud and the spring. Now in Hebrew, the word spring is Aviv. Aviv, again, can be divided into two words, Av Yud Bet, the father of 12, which means this is the beginning, the source, the spring of the whole fountain that is called the 12 months, which means each sign of the 12 signs of the zodiac are a manifestation of the original force of Chokhmah, the power of Adam, the power of Ma, the tree of life force, and how is being manifested. So as we said again, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, which is Chokhmah, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. We are talking about four forces, and the spring is the first of what? The first that has all of that high-level energy. And that means when we are talking about power of and the essence of energy, This is the element of fire among the four elements. So fire is within all three signs of the spring, Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. If you know this, and this is not in regular astrology, what is known as Western astrology, all three signs, Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, are very, in the normal form, they are very, very energetic. Each one in a different way, but they are very, very energetic. Fire means energy, means also selfishness, okay? They're also really selfish because they're so, as we can say, full of themselves on one hand. So they have this tendency to be self-centered. All of them, as we said, are very energetic, very creative, and they don't need others so much because they are fountains of power and energy. So that's what's the beneath all three signs, Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. However, every season, okay, is a branch that is branching into three, right, left, and center. The right is Aries. That's why Aries, although they're very selfish and they have a lot of energy, double fire. Fire because it's a spring, and fire because they're also known as fire in the Western astrology. So the double fire, but there it's a right column, which is Chesed. That's why they have an amazing good heart, okay? But extremely energetic and extremely creative and extremely selfish and self-centered. The left column, Taurus, again, Taurus is also left column, which means fire. So it's also double fire and earth. They're more practical, but more selfish because fire, fire, and earth, this is a lot of energy, but it's all about earth, which earth means give it to me. And so, but we spoke about these two signs in the previous two lectures. And the center column of these three signs is Gemini. Gemini is a central column, and central column means air. But it is also an air sign, which is central column, among the signs themselves. So it's double air. You can see central column is also air. So you have, when it says center column, it's air. So you have, if you look at it, you see one fire because it's a spring and double air. And whoever knows how tornadoes and hurricanes are being created or any kind of cyclones, it's all the energy of very, very hot air, okay, that is fumed with a lot of power of energy. And that's why if you know Geminis, it's a lot of movement, never a dull moment, always moving, always creating, always changing, cannot sit still. It's a little hurricane or tornado because of so much energy. And they so that's the outside of it. But what does it mean? So if we say fire, it means energy. So Geminis are always full of energy and change and shift. And when we say air, air means intellect. It means looking for balance. It means speed, fast, okay? So Geminis are very intellectual, very smart. They know a lot about everything and they're everywhere. And especially because of that air consciousness, they have an amazing ability to understand very fast, to get into a situation, get the situation, get the most out of it, and move on. And that's why they're very good as journalists, for instance, because they can go very fast into a situation, get the situation, get the most out of it. That's a journalist. And the ability to move on into another situation, forget about the previous one, and so on. Very versatile. Also, they're known also as very good as salespeople, which again, salespeople, which means you go into a situation, get the situation, get the person, get to connect to the person, charm the person, deliver the message of what they need, finding the product they need, make the sale, and with a lot of positive energy, and move on like nothing happened. Also, we know the Geminis, they have a problem to stay in a relationships. Why? Because they get bored very easily, because all of that change and move on forces, which means it's very hard for Geminis to partner or even to be married to signs like earth signs or water signs that are more stable and the more stay put, okay? They must join people from the sign of fire. Why? Because they need that fire to continue connecting to the energy, move on, create and move on and create and change, transform, and they get bored very easily. So if you have a child as a Gemini, or you have a partner or spouse as a Gemini, or yourself as a Gemini, it's like it's very dangerous when things are not moving, not changing. This is very dangerous, and they have the tendency to run away. And that's why, since we know the biggest mitzvah is love others as you love yourself, and to really love somebody is to really be there with that person. So the greatest and the hardest tikkun of the Geminis is to stay in the relationships and not to get bored, but to recreate yourselves and the relationships instead of running away, looking for something more interesting somewhere else. So that is a very, very important thing about the Gemini. So what happens if the Gemini is not really spiritual? If somebody is of the sign of Gemini and they are not really spiritual, that can be terrible. Why? They can't be loyal, not to a spouse, not to anyone, because they get bored very easily. And always it's like a butterfly that hovers from one flower to another and stay very shallow. And they look for interest and action always outside, but inside they never transform. This is the non-spiritual, non-tikkun Gemini. These kind of people are never happy. They're always running around looking for something that they will never find. Okay? Always, and especially in our generation, that you can hover and hop from one connection to another through the media and through all of this connection that we can really physically move very fast, and also on the phone. They love phones. They love everything that is connected to the modern media. It's all about communication. It's all about communication. So you see that in the Gemini. But now we want to go into the spiritual aspect of the sign of Gemini. And again, we ask the question, how come Mount Sinai revelation happened especially on during the sign of Gemini, Sivan, the month of Sivan? So here we go to the formula, another level of a formula of the sign of Gemini, which is also controlled by the planet Mercury. So I'm going to teach from now on from the Bnei Sachar. The Bnei Sachar, it's the name of a book written by Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. He lived in Europe, in Eastern Europe, in the 19th century. And he did an amazing job of accumulating, collecting all the midrashim, all the studies about astrology in all the Jewish writings along history till his time, and put them together so we can have a better understanding of what we call Jewish astrology. So here he's starting this way. Another way to look at the forces that are beneath what we call as an astrological sign is using the tetragrammaton. Now the tetragrammaton, yud, k, vav, k. Okay, the letter, as we said before, the yud and the hey, the vav and the hey, that you can permutate that letter combination 12 different forms, 12 different permutations. Okay, each one of them, according to the Tikkuni Zohar, one of the most important parts of the Zohar, you can, each permutation is basically representing the energy of one of the 12 months of the year, or the 12 signs of the zodiac. So the permutation of the month of Gemini, Sivan, is Yud, Vav, Hey, and Hey, as you see in front of you in the middle of the picture. Okay, and this one, is, you can find it according to the Zohar, it's connected to the book of Exodus, chapter 26, verse 19. There, the end, verse 19 and verse 20. These four, this permutation comes from the letter, from the words Yedotav uletzela hamishkan hashenit. Okay, I'll explain what does it mean. So here, when you look at those letters, you can see from the different permutations, you can understand about the nature of each month, and we'll explain it. And from there, we can understand, says the Bnei Yisachar, another verse from the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 1, that on the Parashat Yitro, the Parasha of Mount Sinai Revelation, and it says again, Exodus 19, verse 1, בחודש השלישי לצאת בני ישראל מארץ מצרים. ביום הזה באו מדבר סיני. On the third month for the leaving of the children of Israel of Egypt, on that day they came to the Sinai desert. Okay? Which means that on the new moon of Sivan, that's when the Israelites arrived to Mount Sinai. Why is that important? So he's saying, Hine bayom hazeh, on that day, in Hebrew, hazeh, mashma lishlo zman acher, rak yom hazeh ya mukhan lechach. Says, especially on that day, in order to show us that it is couldn't have been done in any other day. The day that is called the new moon of the month of Sivan, Gemini, this new moon, which is tonight, is the only one that fits that purpose of Mount Sinai Revelation that happened 6 days later, okay? On the sixth day of Sivan. But arriving on the new moon was specially, it was meant for that. אבל להיות לקבלת התורה נצטוו היו נכונים, אל תקשור לישי, נהווה השולטת בחודש הזה, כביכול. Okay, so what does it mean? If you look at the letters, you see that the Yud and the Vav, the two letters on the right, which are thin, okay? They don't have width. That's two letters in Hebrew alphabet that have, there are others, but this one especially, they are only have a length, but not width almost. So they are called male letters. They symbolize power, male energy. Okay, I'm not talking about gender. I'm talking about male energy means giving and active, okay? While the two other letters on the left, the two hays, they are female letters. Female means recipient and passive, okay? So if you see over there, a very strong polarity between the male on the right, Yud and Vav, and the female on the left, the two hays. So we see over here a polarity between male and female, giving and receiving, the creator and the creation, the heaven and the earth. That's a very, very strong understanding of the structure that is beneath all what is connected to the month of Gemini. Okay? And why is that? This is the time to receive the Torah. This is the time that the cosmic energy is there to prepare us to receive the Torah, because that permutation is shining in the universe starting from the new moon. Okay? And so, as we say, as over here, why is it like this? Just try to understand some major issues in Kabbalah. As we said before, at the spring, as you see on the top right, the spring is divided into, like every other season, into three. Like anything is divided into three, right, left, and center. Right, left, and center means also Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, always. And what is a symbol for that? So we have to understand, when we study spirituality, the first thing you have to study when you learn spirituality is the midot, the attributes of chesed, the midah of chesed. What is chesed? This is the right column. And that means sharing. No one can be considered spiritual as long as they do not really understand the concept of chesed, which is loving, kindness, and sharing. The moment somebody is being described as a spiritual person, we immediately are looking for that attribute of loving kindness. Okay, if loving kindness does not exist, this person is there's no way he's spiritual. That's the first step. That's why you always hear, you should always start with the right foot. So what if I started with the left foot by mistake? Oh, that's a bad omen. No, that's nonsense. Starting with the right foot means you always have to start whatever you do with caring, loving, sharing, which means if this is not your consciousness when you're starting something, you're already in the wrong place. This is the right column. This is the energy of Abraham, the patriarch, that he brought that consciousness to the world. And if a person does not develop that right column, that energy of chesed, loving kindness, strong enough, you're not in any spiritual road. Okay, you didn't start even the journey. So why? You know, you open a business, the first customer walks in. What do you say? Give me your money? No, you say, how can I help you? Right? Because how can I help you? How can I be there for you? This is the right column. Why do we start like this? There's no other way to start anything. If you start with that, you have a chance that you are going to be successful, because the loving, caring, and sharing chesed energy is the energy of the creator. And this is a cosmic rule. If you want that energy will flow through you, through your business, or whatever you do, you have to go by the law of affinity. The similarities attract. You want to attract success and energy and power of life into whatever you do, you have the fastest way to do it is looking for loving kindness and sharing with others. But if you stay there, you're not spiritual, because you will wilt and fall apart. You can't just share, because you're not the light of God. You are a creature. You are a human being. You have been created, and the essence of your being is to receive. And therefore, you have to develop, after you make the right, you know, the first step, starting with your right foot, then you need to use the left. Otherwise, you go around in circles. And the left is gevura. Not chesed, gevura. Gevura means, that's hard to translate, even worse than chesed, although a lot of people translate it into judgment, but that, it doesn't mean that. Gevura means, on one hand, to receive, which means lehit gaber, is to overcome. A gibor is a hero, a person of power. That's also gevura, gibor, lehit gaber, overcoming, which means, on one hand, you need to know, to have the consciousness of the self. I'm here also to receive, because that's how the creator created me. That's a left column. That's receiving. I'm not here just to give, because I cannot give if I don't receive. And also, I know the limits. I know to overcome and make the boundaries so things will flow properly. You know, free love, I'm loving everybody unconditionally. That is not practical. It always falls apart. It always becomes a big, big disaster if you have just love, chesed, without anything else. The gvura is also setting the pace and the path for the flow of the energy. And if there's no gvura, there's no flow of energy. So that's the left column, and that's gvura. This is also the energy of Isaac, the patriarch. Now, these two forces are very, very important, because if you don't have two legs, you're not standing, you're not walking, you're not going anywhere. However, the most important thing is how to balance between the two, or in the Kabbalistic understanding, how do I merge the two together to become one, which is called the central column, represented by Jacob, the patriarch, which is Gemini, central column, and or the element of air. They're looking for justice, but not just for balance. And what does it mean, balance? Balance means that you use your right foot, you use your left foot, and you're still moving forward straight, not in zigzag. So that's a special like programming in your brain. How do we know? Because when we go out of our minds, let's say we get drunk, we can't move straight. So, when a policeman stops somebody, he wants to see if that person is really sober, tells him to walk on a straight line. And if the person is sober, he can do it. But if he's not sober, when he's using the right foot, he goes all the way to the right. When he's using the left foot, he goes all the way to the left. So when a person is sober, which means really in a proper consciousness, you know how to run a business, which means on one hand, you know how to give a real high quality service and to be there for others. And at the same time, you know how to rejuvenate your powers and your energy and get the price that you deserve without robbing others or without giving free gifts. That's the hardest thing in the world. That's the hardest thing in the business, because there's a lot of competition, especially today. If you take too much money and you give too little, you can't keep your customers, okay? And you can't keep the business going. If your expenses are too high, okay, and that the services are too much, much higher than what you receive as income, you can't run a business. Same thing in relationships. In case that you feel that you give so much and you get so little in the relationships, you will wilt. You simply cannot continue maintaining that kind of relationships. So how do I balance between them instead of being like drunk and move to the extremes? Once I'm giving too much and then I'm taking too much and then I feel empty and then I feel like I'm drunk, and then you create an accident. What is an accident? You're not balanced enough. Okay, that's why it's dangerous to drive while you are drunk, okay, when you're not sober. But life is all about running the system, and that means central column. So Gemini has that consciousness of central column, which means the uniting the two major pillars of reality, right and left, chesed and gevura, giving and receiving, into one merged force. That in what does mean merge? There's no contradiction. And the example is, I love this example because it's so simple. So I repeat it so many times. When you put your finger like this in front of you, okay, and then you close one eye and look at it with one eye. So you see a finger, then you close that eye and look with another eye. You see the same finger. But if you open both eyes, hopefully you see only one finger. But if you realize, when you look only with the right eye and then with the left eye, the picture is slightly different. So how come the picture of the right eye and the left eye, the pictures are different, But when you look with two eyes, your brain does not have an argument between the two pictures who is right. If you're sober, your brain knows how to make one 3D picture from the two pictures. But if something is wrong, one of the signs that something is wrong, you see a double picture. Okay, same thing. You have a relationship with somebody else, so you're running back and forth between what about my interest, what about making them satisfied. If you're going back and forth, you're not sober, you're drunk. And it looks like it because you're just moving in zigzag. But when you come to that place in which you know that the giving is sharing and the receiving is also sharing, and the giving is receiving, I'm sorry, and when you merge them together, there's no contradiction. And this is also called win-win state of mind. Kabbalistically, it is also called the tree of life state of mind. But if you are in a state of mind of, what about me? But I have to make them satisfied. So I have to sacrifice of myself. That's called the tree of knowledge, good and or evil, which means if it's good for me, it must be painful for them. If it's good for them, it must be painful for me. The moment we think like this, we are off balance. Nobody can gain when he thinks like this. It's not a win-lose, it's a lose-lose or win-win. So it's all about knowing how to juggle between the two forces. And that's what the Torah is about. It's about, on one hand, as the Talmud is saying, on one hand, the person has to be aware to the thing that the whole universe was created only for you and for you alone, which means everything around in the world, was created to bring me joy, satisfaction, fulfillment, happiness, and whatever is good. On one hand, I have to see the universe this way. That's how the Talmud says. On the other hand, at the same time, I have to see myself as I'm here for the service for the whole world around me. How can my brain be in those two places at the same time? That's called central column. Only when you're spiritual, you can see it as one. When you see it as two pictures, you're drunk and you're not spiritual. You are materialistic because physical brain cannot see that. Only the spiritual brain can see the heaven and the earth as one. Only the spiritual brain can see me and you as one. By the way, what's the sign of this month? Gemini. What's Gemini? Teomim, twins. What are twins? Two who are one. The ability of two to become one, that's the biggest miracle, either in a marriage or in relationships, partnership. And that's the name of the game of every human being. And that's why the Mount Sinai revelation happened on the month of Gemini. And what is the symbol of Gemini, the twins? What's the symbol of Mount Sinai? The two tablets. Why two tablets? Why couldn't God write with a smaller font and everything and write the whole 10 on one tablet? Why needing two tablets? Okay, because the two tablets symbolize me and you, right and left, all becoming one. And therefore, what is the mitzvah? We're going to talk about it later. What is the mitzvah, the precept, that is the center point of the whole Torah? Love others as you love yourself. What does it mean? Rav Ashlag, the founder of the modern Kabbalistic movement, explains that the ability of a person to see that the interests of the other person are identical to mine, which means you have to love the other person and to be there for them and to help them get their fulfillment the same way you want to do it for yourself. And there is no contradiction. You have to see it as one thing, two in one. When you reach that place, you are reaching that place that is called central column. You're reaching that magical point that is the condition for real, true success in life. What the Torah is about, the whole thing about Mount Sinai revelation, the Torah, all the law is not about satisfying a God sitting on a throne up in the heavens. This is idol worshiping. But realizing how can a human materialistic physical being that is again a combination between a soul and a body, heaven and earth, how can I live in peace, in harmony, and in unity with the energy of life of the endless creator? The only way to do it is achieving that frequency of a central column. The whole thing about Mount Sinai revelation, the Torah, the only thing about studying Torah is how to basically engineer our brains, our consciousness, our hearts, our thinking on one program that is called central column. When we can bring our minds and hearts to that place that is called central column, the external manifestation will be that we'll be able to care for people as we care for ourselves, to be able to be in harmony with our spouses, with our children, with our neighbors, with our community members, with every person we are dealing with, because we see it as an interest, not as a dichotomy between me and them. The result will be success, true success. The result will be true well-being. The result will be true fulfillment, true connection to the energy of life, to the essence of life, Chokhmah, the power of the tree of life, the power 45, the power, the essence, the energy, the life force of, and when we reach to that frequency, we are there. We achieved what is called a complete tikkun. That's why Gemini is the only time for that. This is the real time for that. And that's why when you see here in the permutation of this month, Yudvav, the male on one side, Hey, the female on the left side, this is exactly what this month is about. This is the twins. Here's the male on the side, on one side, the female on the other side. That's why also the legend are saying Mount Sinai revelation was like a wedding between God and the people of Israel. Now the people of Israel serve there as the representatives of the whole of humanity, all the creatures of God, because the others were not ready yet, but it's also called Am Segula. What is Am Segula? Translated in most of the translations as the chosen nation. What a lie. It's like, that's not what Segula means. If you know Hebrew, Segula and chosen, it's not. Segula means special. Segula means mostly a mean that can bring result. Okay? Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say you want to bake bread or a cake. So if you just take water and flour, it doesn't rise that well. But if you put segula, which is baking powder or yeast, that is a segula, a mean, something, an agent that makes the bread or the cake rise in a much better way. Okay, so it's an agent, a catalyst. That is what segula is about, which means the nation that carries the message to whom? To the rest of humanity. Because the Midrash is saying when God spoke on Mount Sinai, he spoke with all 70 languages. Why? Hebrew was enough. Who spoke Hungarian over there on Mount Sinai? The answer is, the Torah was given by God to everyone. The fact that the history made it possible that only the Israelites were ready at that time to be able to get the message, it does not mean that the Torah does not belong to all human beings. Which means what I was just saying about the central column, every human mind is supposed to get there. But there's another thing about segula. Segula, says the Zohar, comes from the word segol. Segol is a vowel. And whoever knows how the Hebrew vowel segol looks like, it's a triangle of three dots. Why three dots? One is the right, chesed. One symbolizes the left, gvura. And then beneath them, in between, there's another dot, the third one, which is symbol for central column. Okay, tiferet. Here we have, so when you say am segula, it means, according to the Zohar, also the nation of the three column system. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right, left, and center. And that's the purpose of the Torah and the nation of Israel as the carrier of the Torah, to bring that idea of loving others as you love yourself to the world. What does it mean? It's not a nice moral humanistic idea. It is a cosmic rule for true, real success, for real lasting success. And if you don't behave by that rule, if you just go by the rule, you know, some cultures, it's all about me. If I'm strong enough, I can take everything from everybody else. Why not? Because this, you know, this is the survival of the fittest. I'm the fittest. I can take other people's whatever they have. Or some other nations come. No, no, no. The will of God is that we just give and we'll never take. Wrong. Who can live like this? No culture, no civilization can really. Either you are lying because you're a human being. You can't just give without receiving, because you're not the light of God. You were created to receive. So you are suppressing yourself. What happens when you suppress the real need of a human being? Sooner or later, it explodes and it becomes hypocrisy. For on the other side, for on the outside, you have to fake that you're just only to give over here, but in the inside, you're totally selfish and you're not even, and you're just hiding it. And you feel a lot of guilt because, but you know, but I have needs and I have wants and I have to deny it, because the way to connect to God is to be only giving. No, mistake. Three column system is the way the world can function properly. You cannot function with only right column. You cannot function only with the left column. And you cannot function with both, but they live next to each other, but they don't really talk to each other because they're short circuit the moment they meet. You need to merge them. You need to see that loving somebody else and caring for them, that's of your highest interest. And it's a real thing, not just an ideal that has no validity in the realistic world. Okay, so let's continue, because we have some other issues over here. B'Sefer Yetzirah, in the book of formation, Sefer Yetzirah, that tradition says it was written, composed by Abraham, the patriarch. It was delivered mouth to ear for many generations. It was written down in the around the first century, like almost 2,000 years ago. And it says over there, Himlich Ot Zayin Behiluch V'Kashar Lo Keter U'Tzrafan Ze Baze. And it says over there, the letter Zayin created V'Tzar Bahem Te'omim Ba'olam V'Sivan B'Shana. That created the sign of Gemini. In the letter Zayin Behiluch, walking, the energy of walking, which means, and then he says something very, very special. Okay, when in order to walk, what did we say? You need to start with the right foot, The right foot, by the way, this is Aries, okay? This is Passover. That's where the move started. But the move completed only with the left foot, which is the sign of Gemini. Now you have a walk, right and left. And also, you have the holiday of Passover. How do you call a holiday in the biblical way? A regel, a foot. So we have 2 feet. Passover is the right foot. And you have in Shavuot, you have the addition of the left foot becoming walking, right? So over there, the merging, you can have a walk. What does it mean a walk? A change, a move. It's when the energy manifests into something happened. When does something really happen? When somebody is selfish, using only the right column, it's like somebody walking only with the left foot. Well, you'll just continue walking in circles if you try to walk only using the left foot alone. Same thing if you use only the right foot. In order to have a walk, which means move on, change, transform, move up, which is what life is about, you need both. And here we have the 2 feet, Passover and Shavuot, Shalosh Regalim, and they generate the moving up and what really Shavuot is about. This is what Mount Sinai Revelation is about. Okay, so what do we understand? We can continue. On this day, today, the day, first day of the sign of Gemini, the new moon of Sivan, it is the day that the rulership of the sign of Gemini is starting. Matchil Shlitat Mazal Tomim. Al ken bayom hazeh daika na'asu am hakodesh be'achdut. This is the day that the Israelites reached after almost 49 days in the desert, they reached that state of mind of total unity. And the moment they become in total unity among themselves, when it says, Vayichan sham Israel keneged ahar, and Israel camped in front of the mount, but in Hebrew, it sounds differently if you write it in for single or plural. If it's plural, Vayachanu, but it says in the Torah, Vayichan, single. Rashi adds, Ke'ish echad belev echad, as one person with one heart. Isn't that what Gemini is about? The merging of everybody's hearts and minds to be one. The moment that happened, love others as you love yourself. Okay? Now, the whole nation can merge as one with the Creator. As twins. Now, in Hebrew, the word for twins is te'omim. And you know, it's a very amazing thing because what is the root of the word te'om? In Hebrew, it's coming from the word le'at'im, to fit. Fit with each other also. It also means to when two people working together and they are on the same page, it's the same verb again. Liot meto'am. Te'um is when two people they talk to each other in order to be on the same page. So they do not contradict each other, but they work with each other. That's the same word as te'omim. So in Hebrew, the word for Gemini is te'omim, which means fit with each other, working, corresponding with each other, connected to each other, and working as one, as unity, two who are one. So that is when this is the time to achieve that consciousness. That should be our wish and our prayer during the whole month to get that state of mind into ourselves. And that's why it says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, as we said, Exodus 19, verse 2, and Israel camped in single as one person, one heart. Okay, now, we'll continue. And then he adds something else, very interesting. He says, on the third month, this is why Mount Sinai Revelation was on the third month, The Shalit Bey, says the Zohar, Uriel. This is the rulership of Angel Uriel. Angel Michael, Angel Michael is the angel of the right column, the angel of loving, kindness, sharing, and giving. The angel of Gevura, judgment, is Gabriel. Gabriel from Gevura, Gabriel. Left column, that's the angel of the power to be a hero. Who is the hero? Says King Solomon, the one who overcomes his inclination, his drives. Why? Because I have to make sure that it fits with the central column. But I feel like, the fact that you feel like doesn't mean that it's right. Okay? You have to add up the right column to the left column, merge them together, and that's Gvura, which means you need to have an active sense of control, but not suppression, control, okay? And that will bring you one step above towards central column. And then, but the angel Uriel is the angel of the archangel that represents the central column. This is why the angel Uriel is the angel that rules over the month of Gemini. Okay, now, what else do we have? We also have, according to the Book of Formation, the ruling planet is planet Mercury, okay? What do we know about planet Mercury? Okay, in Hebrew, it's called Kochav, which is very weird because Kochav means in Hebrew, a star, which is it's a kind of a general name. Every star is called Kochav, but the Mercury is called Kochav. Star. Okay, we star. And why is it? Because if you know Hebrew, you look at the word Kochav, you see it in yellow on the top right, Kochav, the word Kochav can be divided into two. On the right, Kafvav, which is the number 26. 26 is the energy of Zeranpin, the energy of the Yud Kevavke as Zeranpin, which means the male energy. Okay, on the left, you see Kafbet. Kafbet is the number 22. 22 is 22 letters that the universe was created with. So they are the creation, they are the female. So here you see again the dichotomy between right and left, male and female, merge to be one. And again, what is Mercury? Mercury is the symbol of communication, of fast thinking, of intelligence, the ability to find the middle ground, to be intelligent enough to get people to communicate, okay? That's exactly the same forces we're talking about that the whole month of Gemini is about, okay? Also, the Zohar says that the planet Mercury is serving as the messenger of the community to God. Again, what does it mean? It's the ability to raise ourselves and to communicate not just with each other, but when we communicate with each other, we find the communication with the creator, with the male energy of the creator. And we are representing the creation, female, and merging to become one. And that's what's amazing about that the planet Mercury helps to create that communication, that merging, that unity, that two are becoming one. That's why it's a planet for communication, which means deliver information or merchandise from where it is in plenty to where it's being needed. Okay, again, communication. Now, where is the energy of speed and power and communication coming from? According to the Book of Formation, the letter Resh created that, the frequency of the letter Resh created Mercury. Okay, what is Resh? Resh in Hebrew means poor, not like in many European languages, it means rich. Okay, in Hebrew, it means poor. Why? Look at the letter. It's empty inside. It's so empty. So it's poor. And we know that chlak is the prerequisite for growth and for communication. The moment the person thinks I'm full of myself, I don't need anybody, why would you have any drive to be one with somebody else? I'm okay, I don't need anyone. Only when you really know that you need that anything. If you have a need, you can grow by getting more people to be your friends, to be your partners, okay? Because you need them. If you're not aware for the need, you won't make the effort to be there with them, to connect to them, and to know what is that they need, so you can give them the supply, so you can feed that partnership, okay? You start always with interest. As Rabbi Ashlag is saying, the same way a car cannot operate without fuel, a human being cannot work without an interest. We are creatures of interest. However, the high interest is the interest to connect to the higher realm. That can be established only when you have that power, what is called central column. Now, the planet Mercury, ruled by the letter Resh, Resh means lack, okay, gives the speed, the awakeness, the need, and the drive for connecting. Controlling that month is we're using from the name of 42 letters, the sixth sequence, it's also known that name as the Ana Bekoach, the sixth line, Yachid Ge'eh Lamcha Peneh Zochei Kedushatecha, you have it here at the bottom, Yachid Ge'eh Lamcha Peneh Zochei Kedushatecha, the initials are Yud Gimel Lamed Pein Zayin Kuf. They, says the Zohar, that sequence of letters, that means nothing in Hebrew, but it's the code to open a cosmic window, that this is the window of the letter Resh. That window opens to two other windows. One is a sign of Gemini, and one is a sign of Virgo. The sign of Gemini is the letter Zayin. Okay, you see it on the top left, the letter Zayin. So the two letters, Resh and Zayin, Resh opens the window, the cosmic window, for the power of Mercury. And then the letter Zayin opens in that window, another window, which is the energy of Gemini. That gives us the sequence. So when we meditate on the sixth line in the Ana Bekoach, Yachid Ge'e, you have it at the bottom, Lamecha Peneh Zochei Kedushatecha, you concentrate on the initials, Yud Gimel Lamed Pein Zayin, Pei Zayin Kuf, that opens in the meditation the gate to that frequency of Mercury and all the energy of Mercury. As we said, the way we explain it, the ability to communicate between my needs and somebody else's needs and to see it as a win-win. Also, that opens another window of the letter Zayin, that is the energy of Gemini, again, two are one, the ability to be able to fit with others and to create the harmony that invites in the connection between us creatures with our creator, the male and the female. The two letters also have a meaning because the letters Resh Zayin have a meaning. Raz in Hebrew is a secret, but not a secret that two girls are having with each other, okay? This is a holy secret. When we are talking about learning the highest wisdom of the Zohar, which are the highest secrets of the Torah, it's called Raz, Razim in plural, Raz. So here it is. What is the secret? When you study the little dots, that's maybe a study, but some people, they study, but it doesn't help them too much. But when you connect the dots and it becomes a real, genuine wisdom of how to make your life better, That is Raz. When the person who reaches that place, he can see that. He can connect to it. Okay, for him, it's clear. Okay, but for the people who didn't study and didn't apply enough, it's a secret. That's the meaning of the holy secret, Raz. And Raz is also a number. The letter Resh is 200. The letter Zayin is 7. Together, it's 207. Happens to be the same number of the word Or. Or means light. So the month of Gemini is the month of holy secrets. And when you achieve that holy secret, then all the light of the creation is available for you because you become a channel for that frequency. So basically, in short, we just explained the frequency, the understanding, the consciousness of the sign of Gemini. And what does it mean for us? Which means, what is the energy, state of mind that we want to tap in? And as the Torah is saying in Genesis 4, verse 1, and Adam yada et Chava, and Adam knew Eve. She got pregnant. So what is knowing? So we know the word ladat, when you know, you make a connection. And when you make a real connection, there's a union. And when there's a union, something will be born out of it. What? Success, whatever we need. And that is what we want to tap into in this month. So the people that are born in this sign, or the people of a rising sign of Gemini, or the people that have, you know, everybody has something in Gemini, some planets and something like this. That means, and each one of us during this month, is the ability to merge ourselves with that spiritual knowledge we just spoke about it, because that knowledge will bring us for that union and finally to the real true enlightenment, which is the purpose of Mount Sinai revelation. So have a great month, and thank you so much.